Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Ghoul on 95.7 The Game.
What did you, you said something coming in about Bottle Rock?
Yeah, they had a rapper that faked like you did at the Domino. I won't bring that up again. We call it faked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Guru, you fake.
Who was it?
Flo Rida.
Oh,
he's the rapper from Florida, so his name, F-L-O, Rida, R-I-D-A.
Yeah, so in other words, Napa.
He came up the right the last minute.
Yeah, not Napa and Bottle Rock said, you're not welcome in our house. Come on, what do you give me for that?
Oh, that's not bad.
I'll give you four. Oh, yeah, you know, you're familiar with him.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
Imagine you got, like, 10 dates a year. And you just decide, eh, I don't think I'm going to show up for this
Wow.
one.
And Curry was there, I hear.
This guy.
Dude, I was on the web.
What? The manipulation that he gets away with.
He can't go to an outside concert in Napa?
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
Oh, Steph, leave me alone this summer, but okay. Let me go to a concert with 42,000 people.
Is that how many?
I don't know. What are they, 19,000 people?
Gotcha.
And, come on, Steph.
Kick your ass!
Why isn't he in the lab, Goo?
Was he with Aisha? Of course.
Yeah.
Or he could have been with teammates.
Like Jimmy Butler. Hey, I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm going to go visit my teammates. How's that going, Jimmy?
What a difference. Jimmy's in France.
Who's he with?
He's like, I think with
Jimmy's a
Latin artist. I saw Sofia Vergara was at the party.
Oh, my God. No, was not.
Whoa, hold up.
Oh, boy.
Jay Balvin was the other guy.
She is just incredible.
Yeah, but back to Sofia.
Yeah. I watched the reruns, man. No, there's nothing wrong with pointing out beauty. What were you going to play? You got something.
Who's Jay Balvin?
He's a popular Latin artist. Oh, yeah. Okay. Makes worldwide famous music. Also, Carter says it was his birthday. So Jimmy was invited. Like Mbappe was there and some famous European footballers.
That's scenery.
Jimmy Butler's birthday?
No, he turns 36 in September, just before the season.
But have you seen this? When we post on IG the scenery, like all the James Bond movies, they're always like Italy, France, Europe.
Right.
I want to go to Italy. I know Evan's been traveling. I want to go to Italy.
I've been there a bunch.
Get some lasagna.
Yeah, they don't really have that there.
Yes,
like
they do.
Not like the American lasagna.
That's why I want the real thing. Come
what?
On. I was just over, but anyway.
Over where? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to play the sound.
I'm waiting for Evan to talk about
His new award.
Oh, yeah. Oh. My bad, y'all. I'm just trying. Come on now.
Let me set it up, and then I'll give it to you.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm coming up. My idea is that after he retires, they should come up with the Russell Westbrook Award and give it to the player in the NBA who plays harder than anybody else, game in and game out.
I love this.
I respect Westbrook's effort, game in and game out. Make an award, the Russell Westbrook Award or the Hustle Westbrook Award, and it's for the guy who plays harder than anybody else, who plays harder than anybody else in this in our league right now. That's who should get the award. And then Evan thought of this.
Yeah, so I don't know what player would be named after. Actually, we can take suggestions. Sorry. The Fussle Award. The Fake Hustle Award.
You guys are incredible.
So which player... which player tries the hardest to try the hardest?
I got mine already. I'll wait for you two.
Well, the coach would be Mark Jackson.
Now, that's why would one. He catch a stray the day after Memorial Day without a job?
Because that's what the players referred to him as.
Are you kidding me?
No. Fussle. False hustle. Yeah, you don't like that, do
you?
I'm
mad.
Yeah.
I'd have never heard that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So who would you give it? Who's the player? I got one.
False hustle.
And you can be good and win this award.
That's true.
Yes. Come on, Snotty. Don't be afraid.
Well, I'm looking. I didn't have anything off the top of my head. I'll tell you who could get it.
I hope you don't steal my guy.
Go ahead. You go first.
He's in New Orleans, Evan. Zion Williamson. I love you. But when I watch him play, there's a lot of, hey, I know what you're doing. There's a lot of fussle. I'm going to just say that. So, Zion, congratulations. You're a baller, but I watch you. Sometimes he won't bend down, Evan, or get in that fray to get the, but he'll make it look like he did. So, I'm giving it to Zion.
But when I think of a player who exhibits fussle, I think of a player that check someone 92 feet up the floor for no reason at all. Like, there's no chance in hell they're going to be able to take the ball from the player they're guarding, but they just want to appear like they try hard.
Yeah, like Kuminga.
Well, no,
Kuminga doesn't pick it.
Why did I think of Jordan Poole?
I actually thought of Jordan
when
Poole.
When he said that, I thought of Jordan Poole.
I thought Poole's it was about six guys in that division. Trey Young might be in on that, too.
What did he do to you?
Who?
Trae Young. Dylan Brooks could get the real award. The hustle.
Yeah, possibly.
Like Daniel Gafford.
I like those guys.
I had Lively over Gafford, but for the real award.
What about Lively? I guess Nico Harrison said he's grown 2 inches this offseason.
Oh, you mean like Kuminga? Remember Kuminga after year two? He's 7 feet.
That was a thing.
Remember it was.
Oh, man. Was it true?
Clearly not. He's still listed at 6'8".
His wingspan's ever growing.
Man.
Trying to think who else. Lakers.
Oh, man. We got a winner.
Luka?
Yeah. Veggie Delight on the chat. Evan, is there any Luka? It should be named the Luka Award.
He didn't even try, though. I mean, That's where there's a bit of a thin line.
He's so great, but a radio host named Evan Giddings in the Bay says he doesn't even try, and we understand.
There's a good one here on the text line. Alvarado from
is a good one.
He plays hard.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, he can get
Carter
it.
Was on that early.
Yeah, nice Carter.
Crack the mic. Well, you got to throw lobs, Donnie.
Stop.
Got to work on your passing.
All right. If you haven't heard, Jay Williams works for ESPN. And where did this stem from? The MVPs?
Yeah. The last American born. Let me see. Okay. Quiz you guys. Can you and Evan and Carter name the last American born? And I hate saying it because do we care? Because the game is in a good spot. Last MVP
according
born on American soil.
The game's not necessarily in a good
spot.
Please,
these games are incredible. The playoffs have been incredible.
Right. Right. The playoffs.
And checks are cashing.
I don't think the product. I think people would disagree with you, but go ahead.
Last American born MVP in the NBA. This was a shocker to me.
I know the answer because I'm going to sit out.
My first guess was Westbrook.
That's a great guess. What about Carter?
That would have been my guess too.
Okay, it's Harden, 17-18.
I am a system.
So, I you know you were gone, Evan. I went on this diatribe about life and we're so divided and blah 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 blah. As an American-born citizen, why do I look at that like that's a bad thing? What, I'm being divisive? Or is that just the world's caught up to our game And I'm going to be honest, I don't see that changing anytime soon with a healthy Giannis, maybe a healthy Embiid, SGA, Luka. Why, my question to you all is, why has that happened?
There's a lot of reasons.
You're number one.
The Americans are lazy. The AAU culture has stifled young talent.
Do you really believe that?
Let's take a listen.
All right.
Let's take a listen. We got the Jay Williams.
This is bad.
Jay Williams.
How much of this do you think is cancel culture in the political aspects of where we were compared to where we're going? Can we get back to a little bit more, this is what it takes, or be a little bit more in your face direct instead of I'm worried about how I, because I hear a lot of coaches talk about they don't feel like they can coach young kids anymore because anything that they say could get used against them or get twisted if caught the wrong way.
That was the cut.
Yeah. And there was some other sound where he says, all we care about American players, Evan, is that this where Stani brought me up, the dunk, the highlight. So do you really, I'm just asking because I just was in Los Angeles for the AAU tournament, Stani. Do you really think it's ruined our game? Like, I think that's somewhat of a cop-out.
Well, I think you said 5 minutes ago, the game's in a great place. Is it? I don't necessarily think I'd agree with that.
Well, what would make me go to the MVP and where they're from? I feel kind of dirty for that. But there is a nugget of James Harden's the last one to do it. So from a global standpoint, we don't want that All-Star game divvied up that way, right?
Why?
Because the other teams would be stacked.
Well, what exactly...
Jay Williams, that was some of the sound, but the stuff that hit me was these young American got young kids can't be coached. Now, is that valid? There are no Bobby Knights anymore. You're afraid of little Johnny to tell him this or that because mom and dad might get pissed off and not spend. I don't know, but we can't ignore the last time an American-born NBA player won the MVP was 17-18.
I mean, I think what happened is the dream team came around and we exported the game and the Europeans and Eastern Europeans and players from other countries were getting taught the right way. I mean, I know people are going to laugh, but the NBA's got this program called Basketball Without Borders. And every offseason, they go to countries with coaches and players and they try to teach the game to young players in other countries. And I think they get taught better than our play. I mean,
so that's why AAU is catching strays, and it's been this way.
AAU caught strays from Kobe Bryant. In other words, they've been catching strays for a while, the AAU programs. And there's probably something to it. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, when you talk about fundamentals and the ha-ha and the highlights, that's at the AAU level too, but Stani, I'm just asking you, is that the sole reason that we're not American-born NBA players and I'm winning the MVP? At some point, it's got to be about talent.
Well, I just look at the league in general, and there's more and more Europeans playing in the league. And we all know it wasn't long ago. It was 20, 25 years ago that Europeans were considered soft.
Oh, man.
And they're not anymore. Like, Jokic is not soft. Who else? Just Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's from Canada. He's not, I don't think he's very soft. But the gripe is that AAU is about promoting individuals, and do they teach the fundamentals? Not necessarily. And so the NBA has an influx of American players that haven't been taught the game the right way.
So if I ask you and Evan, I'll ask you, is that a problem? Do you think that's a problem we haven't had that American-born player to get an MVP since Harden?
No, I think it's just an indication of how difficult it is to succeed in the NBA because you're not just competing with other players in your country, you're competing with the world. And so if you're asking who the best player on the planet is, that doesn't just apply to America anymore. So I wouldn't look at it as a bad thing. It's just it's really freaking hard to be the best player on the planet when you literally now have to be the best player on the planet.
Man, well said, man.
I mean, we're not the king of basketball anymore.
And I get it. We used to be.
Well, this summer.
Yeah. Talking about the Olympic team.
Yeah, I guess.
But we got a lot of guys about to age out of that. You know what I mean? When Stephen Curry hanging up.
It's not even how close. We looking.
No, you know what I mean. We got the Ant-Mans, Cooper Flagg, hopefully.
Cooper Flagg.
Kuminga. Well,
he won't play. I know, he's been playing for the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Embiid played for America.
Now, why would you do that?
That's a joke. That's an absolute
joke. Well, wouldn't have been able to qualify.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Valkyries, 2-1, and the Golden State Warriors. They've been eliminated. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Matt. Wants to jump in here.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you this beautiful day? All good?
Yeah, we're good, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, man, this is not complicated. There's no college basketball in Europe. They don't do that. The NBA, the NCAA is an absolute disaster. They do not train people. Mm. They, you know, and AAU's even worse. Guys like Luka, they don't mess around in college with sports. They want to be professional athletes. I mean, that guy's been playing with grown men since he was 14 years old.
Yep.
I personally like the idea of the U.S. against everybody else. It might slap us a little silly, but we got a lot of kids who are really good athletes who simply don't know how to play. I mean, you know, no offense, Kuminga, he's, from what I can tell, a nice guy. Quick aside here on him. Does anybody know if any of the stuff going on in his home country has any effect on him, whether he has any family there or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure, man.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean, there's a brutal war in Eastern Congo. Anyway, the last thing I had to say, fellas, and thanks for having me on.
Sure.
This season is too long. This is nuts. There's an easily schedulable, if that's a word, 72-game season. You play everybody in your conference three times. You play the other one twice. You rotate every year. You take an extra week off at the All-Star break. You never play playoff games back, you know, with less than 2 days. And it would be great. We'd be seeing Curry. We'd be seeing Tatum. Those guys got hurt with nobody touching them. Those are fatigue injuries.
Mm.
And I love this sport desperately. And, you know, since the A's left, I've watched more Valkyrie games than A's games. So I'm all about basketball. And I would just love it if the league would get a little wiser about this because they're wrecking their own product, man. They really are. Who you guys think's going to win? Is it OKC?
Yeah, I think OKC's winning it all.
Good call. You think so, Snoney?
I do, yeah. They're good. They're really good. They've been the best team in the NBA year in and year out.
A chance. And I give Minnesota, if they could somehow, I know Evan told me in the green room, I'm snitching, Evan, you think this thing's over tomorrow night in OKC.
There's a surprise.
In OKC?
Yeah, you think they're going to close it out. No big deal.
Yeah. Minnesota played so well last night and lost.
We don't think
so. But their two best players
didn't
play so well.
We think we can play better, Evan.
Who's we?
Us, the T-Wolves.
No, it's just, listen.
Can you just wear that shirt tomorrow?
Yeah, you have to for the culture.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
When they lose.
Sure. I'll wear it tomorrow. Okay.
Listen,
yeah.
Basketball, I don't know if you and Evan know this.
If it's about basketball, I probably do.
It's a game of rhythm. So when you come out and you only shoot two times, guess what's going to happen in the third and fourth quarter when the team needs your specialty? And I thought, Ant-Man, he's telling you, hey, they were blitzing me. That's how you stop me. But why is Finch, I'm coming for your guys, Donnie.
Yeah.
Let's group text him. Why are you not doing the same thing to Shea, Evan, so at least the other Thunder guys got to beat us? That's all. He can't hoist up 30 shots on our home floor. And we're down 2-1.
I think Finch would be okay with 13 for 30. Turn him into a volume shooter. Still had 40. Everything's so easy for you, isn't it?
No, I'm not saying it's just,
no, it's easy.
It's a head scratcher. And it's not just me, but Evan, how do you beat a team by 42 and then come back the next night
It's called
your
basketball.
Superstar player takes two shots.
It's called basketball.
I would have cussed him out at half. Y'all stay out of here.
You would have lost Anthony Edwards in week two.
Hey,
please.
That's what's wrong with
you.
You
don't
game.
Have the courage
please.
To coach superstars.
Oh, hey, Evan,
you
would
mollify
fired.
You'd mollify
I would get fired.
You would. You'd
but
mollify
I'm not
him.
Mad at Ant like I am Jimmy for games 4 and 5, Evan and Stani, only because the other guys were hit. They scored 126 points. So that's really not why they lost. They lost defensively, but this is why I question why you couldn't get a stop. Triple team your boy, SGA.
Well,
maybe
he's
you get a
throw
stop.
To one of their 85, 40% shooters.
Evan, I guess he doesn't know that they had a guy at 34 last night,
he was
too.
Balling.
2 nights ago, or last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he was balling.
Or another
Holmgren.
Guy that had 22.
I do think there's a question of how come their three best players were able to combine for
97 points.
1,000 points.
Yeah, right.
And the two best players in the Timberwolves combined for 21?
Yeah. They defend. They deserve to win the game.
I'm giving them a swingers chance tomorrow, Stani.
Oh, I'm sure they're thankful. I'm sure they're real thankful.
My bad.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm rubbing the bruise.
My transition decision-making was diabolical.
Wow, man.
The weirdest part about that game is they had 21 turnovers.
Yeah, that was a problem.
I swear, only three of them were loose or bad choices.
But they had what?
It's funny 23? How you and I watch games differently.
I swear, OKC just took the ball from them.
I thought they had 47 turnovers.
Their hands are everywhere. They're handsy. Let's just say
Thunder. They could not do anything against OKC.
And that's what's frustrating Randall.
Well,
man.
That's what they life's about.
Yeah. They got some defense. I got to give OKC that. But I will tell you this. Knicks Pacers. I really think the Knicks got action tonight.
Okay, they might.
We got a bet. Evan wasn't here.
I know.
Can I get in on the Pacers?
Ask who. I have the Pacers to win the series.
After the domino tournament, I'm going to sit this one out. I got too many wagers out there, Evan. Yeah.
This is sniffing like the... Oh, no.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Last series, you like Boston, right? Boston to come back down 3-1?
Thanks for reminding me, bud. Yeah, I still owe you a pop.
I'm a cheap date.
I mean,
yeah.
Just one?
Well, don't act like you've been you got wins on wins.
I got wins. I got a lot of wins. I got a lot of wins.
You said the Giants, the baseball team was going to do something.
A lot of losses, too.
What? Didn't you say the Giants, you like where they're at? What I thought you told Willard and I before the crossover got started.
I told Willard just to try to get on his good side.
Well, they got action, but can they
They're
keep
500.
This? How about the acquisition of Adames?
He's on my fantasy team. What do you want to know about him?
What's
Watched
going
every
on?
At bet. He stinks.
No, stop.
He's not very good in this ballpark.
No, it's not. It's his glove I'm worried about.
Okay.
The bat, when it heats up.
He's hitting 204.
Listen to Flynn.
His OPS is 600.
Yeah,
better than Patrick Bailey, though.
That's what is going on there?
He's swinging a broomstick, Goo.
You laugh, but he ain't too far off.
You know, we had Larry Bear on last week, and can I ask, and I do want to talk a little baseball.
Yeah.
And we can jump into it on the other
We'd
side.
Love the sport.
Are the Giants resonating in the Bay right now? Are they resonating? I'm going to play some sound from Larry Bear from last week.
Yeah.
And
I'm fine to fight for my sport.
The Warriors are now done, okay? The season is a third over.
Wow, man.
And
wow.
The question I have is, are the Giants resonating? because I feel like people think or thought they were, you know, weeks back, they started 12-4. They're 19-19 since.
But still seven games over .500.
500 since their 12-4 okay. start. All like right. I don't.
But when you look at the standings, they're a playoff team right now. If you're into
only
that.
By one game, they're one game ahead of the Cardinals.
Ask me, are they exciting?
Are they exciting?
No,
exactly.
But that's not what they're out to try to gain. They're
well,
trying
yes,
to,
they are.
They're trying to make the playoffs, Donnie. And we saw 10-12-14. They never were really truly exciting with the bat. Well, it was just pitching and defense. But what I do say, Donnie, is baseball is an acquired taste and has hurt me that. People aren't gravitating to the Giants the way I would like them to. And how many calls do we get wanting to talk about the Giants? I feel like this is bigger than the Giants. The game's dying. But then when you see Ohtani, you see Judge and O'Neal Cruz, you do wonder if the Giants could use some of that. But I guess what are you in it for? The highlights or the wins and losses? Because all in all, this Giant team is successful right now, Stoney, and they can get better.
How?
But I do
How
wonder.
How can they get better? Seriously.
Well, you got some guys in the lineup that could hit. How do you get more exciting is my question. And do you even care about that if you're Bob Melvin and company?
The bottom line is there's no difference between this team with Buster Posey and the last two or three years with Farhan Zaidi. It's the same team, same players virtually.
Well, I'll say this to that.
It just is.
I talked to an icon over the weekend, Mark Abanez, big Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
He would take issue with that because I talked to him about the bat and the futility and, you know, lack of scoring runs. He was so enamored with, oh, Buster's going to do something.
What did he sign two guys?
No. You know, at the trade deadline. So Buster
this year?
Has not, this year.
Oh, okay.
So I go, wow, I wonder how many Giant fans are looking at Buster like, oh, not the savior. He'll get something done like Lacob did with Jimmy.
Yaz, Chapman,
Wade,
Lee, Flores, Wade,
Flores.
Fitzgerald, Bailey, Ramos, Matos, Webb, Duvall, Harry. It's the same team.
We'll see.
It's the same team. The Giants, this is Farhan's team still. And the two guys that Buster signed, one stinks and the other's hurt.
Well, one stinks now. That's
right.
Why it's kinda,
well, it's a third of the way through the year.
He better be happy the Warriors went this far. Because nobody's on his neck yet.
See,
Adamus.
And that's, I guess
that's... Because his glove is what I'm
nobody's
bothered
gonna,
at.
Nobody's going to be on his neck.
You don't think?
That's what I'm getting at. I don't...
But why?
Because there's not enough passion for this
It's coming,
team.
Stoney. I think if he keeps...
What's coming?
The Adamus, what... I mean, what... Come on. Yeah, 32 homers last year.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, where's that at? And then the glove is the part that... I was talking to Evan about, like, oh, boy, you know, people around here are used to Brandon Crawford. You could take a couple steps back with the bat, but if the glove is not there and you're doing this with the bat, now that's a problem, Stoney.
Well, I just – your idea of fans are going to go ballistic and mine are two different things.
Mm.
I mean, I don't – I mean, what – Adamus is – making 182. It's the highest contract any Giant's gotten.
I thought he was a slick filled in shortstop, Stoney.
He was.
What happened,
8 years ago.
Oh, no. What if Buster made a mistake?
Well, it's too early
for
that.
First big free agent signing.
June yet, Stoney.
All right.
Well, we go away.
Well, let's see what happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. Stoney, you're wrong on this one. The pitching staff is electric. Maybe I'll take another victory lap because that's how I said this team should have, who they should have built around.
A lot of people saying the bats will come around.
888-957-9570. My question is, are the Giants resonating right now with fans? And are you excited about the way this season has started out after their 12-4 start? What's coming up on the game? Is not that one. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries. They take on the Liberty in New York, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries, and you know who's on the call, don't you? Gucci! Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones. Mm-hmm.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.